have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you got me this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, Sam, and Robert is loading into the Zoom right now, ladies and gentlemen. As Illinois beats Purdue by a final score of 88-82 on the road in Mackey Arena, just as we all predicted, Keaton Wagler, a Hall of Fame performance with 46 points right there. Boys, fun day.
Happy birthday, Maddie.
Thank you.
The big 3-0.
I might have to.
We're celebrating at Finley Dunn's. Illinois goes down 11, and we're all having the same thought of, wow, this is really going to ruin the birthday. Are we about to lose by 20 and just be licking our wounds? And then Keaton Wagler decided to have an all-time performance, already being slotted as a lottery pick, and then he goes out and puts up 46. Robert, you were there. Tell us what that feeling is like in Mackey.
Oh, my God. Can you guys see him right now?
Oh,
I see a dashboard.
Is the video playing? I don't even know.
It's just dark.
It's playing. I see a dark Robert.
I mean, it's playing through the car. I'm in a rental car, so I don't know. I don't even know what mic is picking me up, and I don't care. I'm just going to say this. Those were the best crowd groans I've ever heard in my life. When he hit like his 6-3, I thought was the best groan I had ever heard. And then it kept going. And there were a bunch of, my God! Like, it was so amazing. Can you miss, my God? Like, just people screaming, losing their minds. There's no better fan feeling. It was incredible.
It felt like the most Carson Edwards-y game ever. Just like that
so
to the max. Right?
Yes. I was sitting next to the, Purdue SB Nation site? Hammer and Rails?
Yeah.
I was sitting next to the Hammer and Rails guy, and he leaned over and said that to me at one point. He's like, this must have been what it felt like for you watching that Carson Edwards game in Champaign. And I'm like, absolutely, 100%.
It was just so perfect that it happened to them. But I feel like we've been talking for a while about, oh, this is the number one KenPom offense, all that stuff. And the late game execution, it proved it, right? You hit three after three, the Keaton three, the Tommy three, the Jake Davis three, like, when have we executed like that?
I think
it was amazing.
David
three too.
Wait, what's the order? Because I feel like that's just
maybe it was not.
It was
Keaton.
Tommy. It was Tommy, Jake, David, Tommy.
Yeah, and then Keaton for 46.
Yeah.
yes. Exactly. Yeah, it's so great. I saw somebody sent me those getting ratioed right now Purdue tweets of like, thanks Jeffrey Anderson, after that flagrant that didn't exist, you handed Illinois the game. And it's like, no, you know what handed Illinois the game? Hitting 4-for-4 from three in the final 2 minutes. That's the game, gentlemen. It wasn't the refs. Oh, so good.
The best. And we were at Finley Dunn celebrating with Maddie for his birthday and our friend Josh, different Josh. But the screams of every single basket made. Someone asked me before the game if we're going to celebrate every single basket like winning the Super Bowl. And I said, yeah, we're probably going to, because we're at a bar with our friends and we're playing the number 4 team in the country on the road. And we absolutely did that.
That was one of Josh's friends who, when we were celebrating Josh's birthday, we were very excited about Illinois hitting shots, which is crazy as Illinois
Yeah.
fans to be celebrating when they hit a three.
Yeah,
But
that
he was mocking the fact that we were excited and saying, "Oh, are you going to treat this like another Super Bowl?" And you know what? We did just
Sorry, we're being
that.
fans. I mean, like, you can only celebrate that person is an Indiana fan, so he's in a different level of
Yeah.
extravagance, or if that's even a word right now. But regardless, let's talk about the game, Maddie. I like we were supposed to kick it to you, since it's your birthday.
Fellas, I'm here for the vibes. I'm not here for the analysis. Admittedly, I didn't watch this game with the same level of intensity as a podcaster that I typically watch this game, knowing that we oftentimes record. I feel like every time I look back, we're hitting the three. It was like first half, it's like Purdue goes up 10, goes up 11. I'm like, all right, like, fine. This is probably not going to be our day today. Like, we're here, we're having a good time, but we're probably not going to pull it out. Get it down to like four at
Yeah.
halftime, right? And then you. I got nothing to say, but Keaton. But you guys are going to have to carry. You guys are going to have to carry this evening because
Keaton Butler's good at basketball.
I
Wait,
have
no,
no
with
adjectives for this.
Johnny, when was that timeout that I told you, like, I think we're down 8 at the time in the first half, and I said, let's just keep it under 10 before half, and we got it to 4.
Yeah, and then it was a 10-point game, and we went three-pointer, stop, three-pointer.
Yes.
And
Well, it was like for the under 4, it was stop, score, under 4, and we kept doing
yeah,
this
and then the stop, we also got fouled, and then we're
Yes.
shooting free throws, and we're like, okay, we're kind of in this game. But Robert, can you just contextualize the Keaton Wagler performance? Because it's one of the best Illini performances of all time.
I
And
think that we've ever seen, like, as a podcast.
yeah, the only other 40 point was Terrence Shannon, where we were in the same exact room in the back room at Finley Dunn's
Yeah.
celebrating Josh's wife's birthday on St. Patrick's Day. But Robert, tell us about that Keaton Wagler performance in Illini history.
Were you students for BP43?
We
Nope.
weren't. We
No, we were in high
weren't.
school.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that was against number 4 Ohio State, something like that, number 6 Ohio State. So that was a big deal. And Illini trivia here. That's the season Weber got fired. And after that game, Illinois would lose, what, 12 of 14? Something like that. Here we're all celebrating a victory over the top 5 Ohio State team and Brandon Bowles scoring 43. And then lose probably the worst Big Ten streak in the last 30 years. Anyway, yeah, the Andy Kaufman 46-point game was double overtime. Some guy, I can't remember the number, the guy for Wisconsin Milwaukee put up something like 47 shots in that game, and Andy Kaufman had 27 shots. It was just this back and forth shootout kind of thing, and this and that. So getting to 46, yes, but he had 50 minutes to do it instead of 40. So really, in Illini history, it's this or it's Dave Downey's famous 53-point game at Indiana in the 60s, 1963. And I know nothing about that game because I wouldn't be born for another 10 years. So
So what you're saying is it was
this is
at
the best
least the
Illini
best,
performance of my lifetime. Yes.
yeah,
Hands
at
down.
least in the last 6 years. He had 46 points on 17 field goal attempts.
Yes.
Was he 9 for 11 from three, right? Was
Yeah.
something like that?
On the road at number 4.
Yeah.
That part of it.
They were
Andy Kaufman
preseason
did it to
number one.
Wisconsin Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. It's crazy.
It's
Sam.
man.
I was thinking about something a little off topic, a Dave Downey story. If
What's a Dave Downey story?
when I my
Yes, I'm
senior
jealous.
my senior year of college, I was interning in the athletic department, and my coworker is giving a tour of State Farm Center before the game. And there's this little area in like the lower concourse where the players walk out of the locker room in State Farm Center called the 53 Club. I don't know if it's still there.
It is.
And my coworker goes through the crowd. This is called the 53 Club. Can anyone tell me, does anyone want to guess why 53? And an old gentleman raises his hand and he goes, I know why. And it was Dave Downey. So I always like think about that. Today, when Keaton was going off, one of our friends, Brett, was like, "What's the most points scored all time in Illinois basketball?" And I was like, 53. And I was like, but it actually I don't like, do you rename the 53 club if Keaton passes 53? Like, it was so cool that was 60 years ago. Like, pretty awesome to see in this environment, like, him push that 53 number. I mean, I don't want to like hold that as the benchmark, 'cause that obviously like takes away from how awesome it was, but just like so crazy on the road against the number 14 to be pushing the highest score in program history. A number that, with all due respect to Dave Downey, was like, very different time and circumstance, and like so much harder to replicate nowadays.
Stopped to get some food, and I saw a tweet someone sent me saying it's the most points scored against the top 10 team ever.
On
Is
the
that right?
road. On the road,
On the road?
yes. Yes, on the road.
Ever?
Ever. In the AP era. In the AP era, which means, there was an era before that, I believe, but
Right, but then there were set shots, and final scores were
Three.
23-21.
That doesn't even stipulate the fact that that was a freshman who did
Right.
that. It
Yeah.
was a freshman who was
Yeah.
ranked 261st.
We
Like,
had
this
to
is insane.
pull up the text,
Sam,
Johnny.
I think we need to rename the Mackey Arena visiting locker room as the 46 Club. Like, it's just got to be that.
Before every game, they're like, "Who wants to tell me how it's called the 46 Club?"
Yeah.
Pull up the text, Josh, because we had it on Keaton, right?
Who sent it?
I think it was Sam.
Oh,
Yeah.
our old takes exposed.
Back
Oh,
in
yeah. So this
September
is
of 2024 when Keaton committed to
September
U of I.
2024, like maybe a month after Keaton commits. Sam, this is from your phone, right? So I need to read the blue text correctly. Okay. Sam says, "Do we all agree Keaton Wagler is a little overrated?" I say, "Underrated." Sam says, "I'm skeptical." I say, "I know what you're getting at, though. However, we have one senior on the team, and scholarships are going up to 15 from 13 next year." Maddie says, "Oh, the Shawnee Mission Northwest guy, right?" Because just for context, and I think everyone who listens to the podcast knows, Maddie doesn't follow recruiting
I do
whatsoever.
not follow recruiting whatsoever. So I just Googled what town he was from, and I was like, oh, from the Shawnee whatever high school, right? Like, and I included some other name on there, right?
Yeah. And then Sam says, "I think he can be very solid. I just don't know if his 4-star rating would hold up if he didn't commit to us." And then Maddie says, "This is the guy that was recruited by Minnesota too, specifically Jason." And it kind of blurs out, but who are you
That was
trying to
their
get at?
probably that was probably like their assistant coach, because like on
Yeah.
247 it like
Oh,
shows who like
yeah. Oh,
recruits them.
yeah.
Like, there's probably
Jason.
like I probably
But
like went
also
on 247.
famously, we drafted our top 12 players of this year. And Keaton went ninth of 12.
And who took him?
You did, but
I took him.
who did you take
I
eighth?
took Who did I take eighth?
Ty Rogers. You took
Okay,
Ty Rogers right before.
that's if he comes back and plays this. Look, did I take Boswell, Ty, and Keaton?
Yeah, so
Pretty good
him and Ty
draft.
have basically had equal impact given where you drafted them. But have any of you guys read that Athletic article that just came out
No.
about Keaton? I really recommend it. Robert, maybe you read it, but basically it was written by this guy who was the father of another guy in Keaton's high school basketball team, and talking about basically like the journey of Keaton's recruitment and just being like completely under the radar, and the question people were asking Keaton right before he went to Illinois his senior summer was, "You think you're gonna redshirt?" Like that's how people were asking about Keaton, despite the fact that he won Kansas Player of the Year, despite the fact that he won back-to-back state championships. And it was just Keaton was basically getting recruited by no one, and then mid-majors, and then all of a sudden Tyler Underwood calls him in between his visits to Murray State in Southern Illinois and says, "Hey, we want to offer you." And Brad gives him the offer, and the phone goes out, or the call goes out, and Keaton's parents are like, "Wait, who are you talking to?" Keaton's like, "Oh yeah, I was talking to Brad Underwood. Should I call him back?" Then they're kind of going back and forth, and then Keaton's like, "Oh yeah, Brad offered me." Like, Keaton's just the most low-key guy ever. And when you're that unflappable, then you go into Mackey Arena in the hardest place to play in college basketball. Like, it's the loudest visiting arena.
Besides Illinois against Eastern Michigan, Eastern Illinois.
Easter, no, Illinois State in an exhibition game, according
Correct.
to
Thank you.
David Mirkovich. It's just insane.
That
I,
man knows
Robert,
how to
you
get a
also read the
quote.
article?
Yes, I read the article, and here's my take. It was far more likely that Tijon Lucas would be this good than Keaton Walker.
Yep.
Lucas was rated like 118 in his class or something. Like, that's how rare it is to have a guy come from absolutely nowhere to do this. He was rated, well, he, like, it's more likely Mark Alstork would do this. Keaton Walker. Like, there's no way to describe this story. There's no way to put it into context. Two offers from high majors and then Southern Illinois and Murray State and all that. And he's going to be first team freshman All-American. And I'll say it, is he the Big Ten player of the year? Not freshman of the year. Is he the Big Ten player of the year?
Wow. We thought we were going crazy by saying he's better than freshman year Io. Johnny thought that was a crazy take. If you're saying that, Robert, that is like
I
leaps
said
and
that. That was
bounds,
my
or
take.
excuse me, sorry, you guys are sitting next to each other. That's leaps and bounds even crazier than that. Like better than,
mean,
wow.
he outplayed Braden Smith, so is he
Yeah.
gonna be Big
Faking
Ten
dream.
player of the year?
Well, I mean,
Anyways.
Mihailo Petrovic is better than Braden Smith,
That's
so
yeah,
yeah,
we
that's
saw
true.
that going around the Illini media rounds.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, that
Robert, you
is.
didn't get the TV watching, and I am very jealous of hearing those groans of the Purdue fans, but there was two things that consistently popped up on TV. First was while like Keaton's going on the run, you got this guy sitting behind the Illini bench, Sam's brother-in-law, going crazy, just absolutely ballistic. And then number two is they always like put up a graphic of Keaton and then Braden. One guy had 40 points, the other guy at the time like 17, 18
Ten
became 22, and they were
assists.
saying
Oh my God, ten assists.
ten
Wow.
assists. He's an assist merchant, but like it was like, which one would you rather have? And it's like, I you know what? I'm gonna take the guy that has 40 plus points.
Yeah.
The
Most
guy who made
points
nine
ever
threes.
scored in the history of college basketball on the road against a top 10 team. Like, just realize how ridiculous that is. You're watching the best performance in the history of college basketball on the road against the top 10 team, the single best one. And
Yeah.
you tried to make a comparison during that game to another player. And you're
Or would
watching
you
the best road performance ever. Oh
or
my God, that's amazing.
would you rather have the guy who rolled his ankle and they stopped a 5-on-4 for Illinois just for him to check in 40 seconds later into the
Hey,
game?
we don't talk about injuries, but he did also like push away Tommy from like helping him
Yeah,
up.
yeah.
that's lame. Tommy tried to help him up, and then you guys know the clip of LeBron where he's like putting his hand over his face and he's like pretending to be injured, then he looks up and then he like
We're
pretends
not
to.
saying that. Hey guys, we're not saying that he was pretending to be injured.
No,
He rolled his
he really
ankle.
did roll his ankle. No, I'm not doubting that, but also like,
Our silence spoke volumes there.
he
But
milked it.
also, we don't need to stop play and stop a 5-on-4. Meanwhile,
Yeah.
Purdue fans are saying the refs are the reason why they lost the game instead of us
I
hitting
love
four
it.
threes.
Because of a flagrant foul that it resulted in one free
One
throw made, one point, and then inbound the ball like
referee.
it would have been. Yes.
But then we hit a three. Was that a Tommy throw?
Yeah,
Who
if
hit Tommy
it's
as a
Tommy
Tommy?
made
We were
up for it.
inbounding anyway.
Right.
Yeah, if it was a regular
Tommy.
foul, we would have got
It
yeah.
wasn't it nothing stopped the game. It was we were gonna be inbounding from the baseline while they reviewed it.
Was
Oh my
awesome.
gosh. Holy crap. Oh my gosh. Well, almost got it right.
Man,
Holy
if
crap.
this
Did
is
you hear the horn?
where
That
are
guy
Rob,
doesn't stop. If he doesn't hear the horn, I just got a wreck.
where are you right now,
Oh my.
Robert? Where
I
are
just
you?
got off at Prospect in
Oh, you're
GMA.
home. Oh,
I'm
you're home.
home.
You're
I
home.
just
You're
got off
home.
the interstate. I pull up. I'm getting there's a line of like five cars, and there's two left turn lanes when you get off of Prospect. So I'm in the left lane. There's about five cars in the right lane. And guy is in the right lane, He's the sixth car in the right lane. There's nobody in the left turn lane. As I'm coming up, moving along, he's like, oh, I'll just switch lanes here right in front of this car. And I had to hit the horn. And if he doesn't hear my horn and stop, there's no way I'm stopping on snow. Like, I'm just rolling past six other cars on the way to coming to a stop at the stoplight. And he decides to jerk it left right in front of me. Holy crap, my heart rate's 163.
Oh my
what
God.
Were we talking about? What were the words?
I don't know, we were talking about Keaton Wagler.
But Bob, speaking of almost dying, near-death experiences, have you heard the post-game quote of the year from David Mirkovic?
God.
I heard the MF quote from Jake Davis.
I did not hear that.
Oh, that one was good, too.
I have not heard that, and I'm excited to hear it. But this one's even better. This one's... I wish
just go watch it.
I wish we had the producers. I wish we had the producers of Light the Eye to sub it in right now.
Yeah, we're Maisie and Ella to just insert the quote right here. But basically,
everybody needs Maisie and Ella. Yes.
Where did he?
David was questionable for the game, and he said, "If I were to sit out and not play this game, and we didn't win, I would kill myself."
Love it.
Like, I didn't take any word out of context. He said, "I would kill myself."
That's a competitor.
That's how much David Mirkovic cares. And he 12 points against the number four team in the country. Like, we don't talk about David because Keaton is about to be a one and done, and I think the third one and done ever who's not an RSCI 100 recruit, but. David's been awesome this year. And the fact that you're getting a consistent double digits from a freshman, it's going so under the radar just because Keaton is a lottery pick. And
two of the top 15 freshmen in the country.
Yeah, it's insane.
Two of the top 15.
His stats are very comparable to Kofi's freshman year where he won the Big Ten freshman of the year. Like, he's been awesome.
And when he went out with the fourth foul, like, that's when Purdue made a little push. So he's a big, big part of this. And I don't know if this came over on the TV. He was so far in Trey Coffin Wren's head. He was so much in that brain. Early in the game, they were pushing and shoving and elbows on the back and this and that. And after Coffin Wren scored over him, he was running down the floor, just yapping right at Mirkovic. And Jeffrey Anderson went up to him and basically gave him a warning, like, hey, if you keep that up, I'm calling a taunt. And then the rest of the game, like, shoves in the back. You saw the one shove that TKR got called for a foul for. But you just watch, like, different times. They're just walking past each other saying something and this and that. And so he was really, really, really frustrated. And, like, it felt like one of those, like, his head was no longer in the game. He just wanted to win the one-on-one battle with Merck. And that was, like, fantastic. Very Lucas Johnson-like that guy's no longer playing the game. He just wants to show up one player.
And Merck made him go left. Like, he was giving him his entire left, and he missed a few times, which was – it's hilarious that – TKR was a first-team All-Big Ten player last year. He was one of the five best players in the Big Ten, and David basically neutralized him. They had the exact same. Both had 12 points and 8 rebounds. David had 8, and TKR had 2 rebounds in the game. Like, a freshman is doing that to a guy who is a preseason All-American? That's insane.
Yep.
That you're getting in the head of a 23-year-old.
Yes. Yes. Completely all up in his brain. And yeah. Yeah. It's two freshmen are leading this team. It's insane. It's just nobody saw that being the story of, you know, of 2026. Nobody saw that.
Except for Brad, who said that Keaton would, sorry. I got a big Chipotle bowl. I haven't eaten all day, except for 2 hours ago. He did say Keaton was going to be this good, and Blake, but he did call this. So, but we did not.
And
call
Blake,
this.
Like, you're just the most athletic guy.
Yeah, I don't know if he. Yeah,
Trust me, I have those group texts too. My friend Tom sent me a text of like, maybe Underwood was right that he's the best freshman he's ever coached. I just responded with, maybe Matisse Vassil was actually the best passer in the country.
And Alex Austin was our best perimeter defender, right, Sam? I know you weren't on the show the other night when we were talking about Alex Austin as our best perimeter defender on what's it called? Brad
He's
called it though.
that was a John Gross quote, I think. I
It
think.
was a John
That
Gross quote, but we know how much you like talking about that.
yeah, Alex Austin, friend of Finley Dunn's, visitor Finley Dunn's.
Yes.
Yeah, we Brad.
You want to know what I'm doing right now?
Oh, we
One
lost
more.
you there.
Oh,
Rapid start over.
We lost you off
Okay.
prospect. One more time. Are you in the
Okay.
hot tub?
Do you want to know what I'm doing? Splash bombs. Do you want to know what I'm doing right now?
Yes.
Yes.
I just drove past my house and I'm just going to the State Farm Center just to see it in the snow.
Oh, yes. I wish I lived in Champ.
I feel like I
Robert,
need to just go touch base.
that pay homage, pilgrimage to Mecca. It's like, yes, I went to Mackey Arena today, but you're still my number one girl, State Farm Center.
Yeah,
Okay.
Robert, I'm so
That's
jealous of
100% what my feelings are, Johnny. You do have a secret path to my brain. You really do. You really do.
Johnny's like learning in chief Oracle. It's just, but I remember the feeling of going to Mackey and you're amazed by it. It's an awesome place and
When did
the
which game
fans are so loud there.
which game did you go to?
I went to the game 2022 Alfonso Plummer,
Yeah.
where we were up at halftime and lost by like 16. But the fans are incredible. It's the same sort of like dome, like that feeling in the State Farm Center
Yeah.
where it's like
A
very, I don't know,
circle. Yep.
circular,
A
exactly.
perfect
As
circle.
opposed
Yep.
to, as
Square.
opposed, no, as opposed to the NBA arenas, right? You
Yeah.
know, it feels like just like how I felt like Assembly Hall of Illinois was,
It's
but
very similar stadium, yeah.
it's a little louder in there, which you got to give credit to them. It's a little smaller, it's a little more compact. And you're like, this is amazing. It's so loud in here. But
Roof is
I
lower,
still,
so it feels like it directs the sound better.
But you still love your wife. And that wife is the State Farm Center Assembly Hall, which,
I just drove past my wife, sent her a text
yeah.
saying, "Hey, are
Oh
you close?" And
my.
I'm driving. I just crossed Oak on Kirby. I've got a big glowing orange stadium to my left, and I got a big glowing orange arena to my right, and I've got
Robert,
snowflakes falling, and I've got chills. Go ahead.
does your wife like have your location and she just sees you like driving
Yes,
like past
babe,
your.
my God,
It took
I would
me.
so love it if she sent me a text like, "What the hell are you doing?" Like,
Why did
it
you?
took
Why
me
did
on a
you?
really weird route, babe.
Yeah.
It wants me to drive 5 Memorial Stadium now. I don't know
Wants me
what's
to
going
s
on.
stop at the stadium for 20 minutes. Could you get into the stadium right now, Robert? Do you think you could find a way in?
God, don't say that because you know what my brain will go to.
Like
I
a
don't
what happened
think
here
so.
thing.
I don't think so. Yes, exactly. No, I don't think so because probably have to go guard shack to do that. And I'm not going to go guard shack. But I do need to, you know what? I need to take a picture of the snow and the State Farm Center and the glow in front of me. Which means I got to disconnect from the car, which means I got to disconnect from the call, which means this is where I leave you
Wait,
on this
Bob,
call to go discuss. Yes, hit me.
we got to talk about one more thing, big picture.
Yes.
Illinois beats Purdue, which means Illinois hit 8 wins in the Big Ten. Purdue is 7. So what does that mean?
It means it's 89 to 88 on the most Big Ten wins. The stat that
Yes.
frustrates more Purdue fans than any stat because of, they've won a Big Ten title in 23, 24, and 25. Whatever the streak is, because of that, they're like, well, obviously we have the most wins this decade. No. Illinois 89, Purdue 88 right now.
It's incredible that the decade still belongs to us,
Oh,
even
wait,
in.
you have my Can you see my face faintly?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
So then I can
absolutely.
turn this around.
Oh, there she
Oh, she's
is.
beautiful.
Oh, she looks good in the snow.
The orange lights underneath.
We should, I think most people know what we're talking about, but we are on a podcast that's strictly audio. Let's talk about what we're seeing.
He just panned
The stadium.
to the State
Pan,
Farm
pan,
Center
we pan.
and
oh, just one more look before I leave you.
Wow. She's lit up so just
She's a beaut,
wonderfully.
Clark. All right,
She's.
gentlemen, you guys continue discussing. I'm gonna go
Thanks,
see my actual
Robert.
wife. Like I said, I'm in the car and
Drive
take some photos.
safe. See you
I will
later.
do that. All right, see ya.
Bye, guys. Bye, Robert.
Oh, we should have told him to call Reynolds Towing if he has any issues in the parking lot. He'll figure it out. He'll figure it out. He'll be okay.
Oh my God. Damn. Wow.
All right, we have talked about mostly one player. We did mention three players that hit three big threes that were separate from Keaton. I wanted someone not mentioned in that grouping, I th think, is who we all thought Ben Hammerhouse was gonna be, but it's Jake Davis. He
Jake
is unbelievable.
stepping in, stepping in for, like we talked about last game, right? Like you're gonna have to have someone every game step in offensively and defensively, obviously. You know, you can't replicate Kylan's defense for Kylan Boswell. Like he's gotten both starts now. Like, look, I don't know how many more games Kylan is gonna miss, but you're two games down, however many to go, and like Jake dropped a motherfucker, so we're gonna drop a motherfucker here too. Like motherfucker Jake Davis right there. Like hell yeah, dude, hell yeah.
What a stud. And that pump fake where they just Oscar Clough, I think it was, bid on him and he's like, "All right, I'm just going to reset and just take one." It was awesome. Jake's been awesome. And hey, solid performance from Ben today. I think he went 2 for 4 from 3 and we'll take
He
that.
not that like his threes do count the same.
Yeah.
Like people forget that, I feel like. Like when he does hit 2 of 4 threes, like the 2 threes do count
Yeah,
the same.
for the record, Ben went 2 for 4, Jake went 2 for 7. But it's the
It's
timing.
the body of work is and the body of work and the expectation and the minutes per game is
And
different.
like the situation. I feel like that matters the
Yes,
most. Like
he
Ben's missed three at the end of the game, or like in this like within the last 6 minutes, like we all thought was more impactful than maybe his two made threes.
Correct. There was one Ben made three though, where we were maybe down like,
Chaos three.
yeah, it was like we're down 8 now we dig it to 5. Like
Yeah.
you'll forget about it, but that counts just as much as the Jake Davis made three. But you know, people say a lot, Brad Underwood's not a great in-game coach, yada yada yada. You came back from 11. You came back from 10. You started off the second half great. Purdue coming out of a timeout. Immediately turns the ball over. Like he's pushing the right buttons, and no one's talking about that. Can we put a little bit of respect on Brad Underwood?
Boys, we're fucking 8-1 in the Big Ten and 9 in a row. Like, again, if we zoom out here, I know we've been talking about just the game here, right? If you zoom out, you're a game, a half a game, whatever it is, out of the Big Ten here. Excuse me, Brad's extended his streak to 9 in a row. Like, let's zoom out here for a moment. Fellas, we're still at the top of the Big Ten here. Yeah, I know. Big hands here. Big hands here zooming out at the top of the Big Ten. Big hands. Big hands, fellas. Zooming on the, like let that not be that has not you guys got it. You know what I'm saying, right? Low key, okay, you know I'm kind of distracted right now. Like this is completely unrelated. I'm split screening this podcast. Have you guys heard about this dude who's climbing this building?
Skyscraper.
It's he's doing it right now in Taipei. I figured he'd have like some like rope or something. He's doing it completely unassisted right now. This is crazy. It's live. He's 5 minutes in.
Can I
Turn it
make a
on right now.
guess? Can I make a guess? I don't know about this. Is Red Bull sponsoring
I'm sure they are, but
it? Red
he's
Bull
legit
loves like
climbing.
when
What are
someone
you
could die.
Climbing.
watching it on?
It's on Netflix. They've postponed it a couple times because of the weather. He's legitimately climbing some like skyscraper in like Taiwan here, completely like unassisted in terms of like ropes. I'm sure it's on like some tape delay, God forbid if something
Oh,
awful
yeah.
happens. But this is insane. Like he's just free soloing this building here, and he just traversed some sort of like facade. So, I mean, this is crazy. This is crazy. This is
It's kind of
crazy.
funny that they postponed it because of weather. Like, it wasn't safe with the bad weather, but now it's
Now,
safe.
yeah, now it's safe. But this is
Hot
crazy.
take, whatever this guy does,
less
not
impressive
impressive
than
is.
Keaton Wagler.
But there's
Like, I'm just
people.
gonna say that.
No, this is
Like,
crazy. This is there's people like
Keaton
out on the
Wagler
window.
is affecting my life way more than this guy climbing some random building in Taipei.
Wait, I've got
Like,
a take on this. You ready? So the
yeah.
building he's climbing is a little bit slanted inwards.
Are you
So
watching
if
right
he's,
now?
yeah, so if he falls, he is gonna like kind of have a chance to
No,
like.
he's not. Look at this. He looked absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't.
He
I
is.
think what Keaton did was better.
Like, hey,
Go back to the
other people have climbed buildings. Has ever a person put up 46 points against a top 10 team on the road?
No,
Just
I don't
let me know.
disagree with I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to watch history right now at the same time. And that's why I want to
Also,
look.
there's no.
It's your last day in your 20s. You've got like 4.5 hours left in your 20s, but literally. Humans have been around on Earth for thousands of years, and never in a college basketball game has a player gone on the road against a top 10 team and put up 46 points. I
It's
think
pretty
that's just
crazy.
kind of worth
Humans
it.
have
What
been
did AJ
around for
DeBonca
thousands.
end up with today? He
Boo.
was
Boo.
Friends,
Wait,
like, let's
wait,
talk.
wait.
At the start
Josh is like, let's talk
of
about Indiana football.
the game, Josh just turns to me as Fox is panning to AJ DeBonca. He's like, now he saw Keaton's points, he's got to put up at least 30 to try to like get the attention back. He was at 43 the last time I checked, but so fucking
I think
annoying.
that's what he
They're at
finished
home.
at.
Windows, they're at home. They're at
Oh,
home.
they're at home and
You
they're playing
played
an
an
unranked Utah team.
yeah, like a 10 and
Utah is now 9-11. You know what was 9-for-11? Keaton Wagler from three today. Okay, 27 points from the 3-point land.
Maddie, what were you saying about that tall tower that the guy was climbing?
The Ivicic
It's
brothers.
great weather there in Taipei today. Just perfect weather.
Yeah.
Perfect weather. This is insane though. Like Netflix is arguably broadcasting
Why are we still focused?
the deaths.
You're the one that
Like
hates when we talk about something that's like not related to Illini basketball on our podcast, and you're just bringing in
me?
like.
I'm the one that talks about anything but Illinois
Also,
basketball.
another thing,
Congrats on
this
your
guy.
national championship
Yeah.
this week.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We did the Illinois
Which
basketball minute.
we did have. At Maddie's birthday party, there was one guy who went to Indiana who showed up in an Indiana hoodie and a
The
Rosebowl
Rose Bowl
hat.
hat. You know what I
So
told
let me
him?
ask you
You know what I
this.
told him?
If
I said I'd do the exact same thing if we won, and I would do
that's what I
this.
was going to ask you guys is if you were showing up to a birthday party, let's say that person went to Minnesota or Iowa, would you be wearing all Illinois gear?
Well,
If we
we
just
earn
won
the
the
right to
Natty,
win
wait,
more,
if we just won
like,
the Natty,
so
no.
yeah.
So yeah, you won the Natty on a Monday and it's a Saturday.
I'd be
Yes.
so like not only
I'd
would I
still
be
be
wearing,
drunk. I'd still be drunk.
like Illinois gear, I'd be still receiving packages from
Yeah.
like my school's like if Fourth and Kirby still exist, I'd be receiving packages from Fourth and Kirby
See,
still.
I think part of me would wear like, I don't know, I'll wear like a maroon sweater.
I
And
just
then on your head, your hat is like an Illinois national
You sound like a
champions.
Minnesota fan.
No. It's just you subtly make the dig of we would just want a national champion and like you're just watching like a regular season game sort of thing.
I get what you're saying.
Guys watching this guy climb right now?
Oh my God.
This is crazy.
Any other individual performances besides like
Yeah,
talking about
this dude
that
who's on the 40th floor right now.
What's
Um,
is there a shot
besides the
clock? He
guy
can
who
take his
is just
time.
assist hunting, like that girl on TikTok, and be like, "Oh, hey class, like we have 9 more assists to count for our friend Braden Smith." Have you guys seen her? She's like a Purdue teacher who counts assists for her 7-year-olds.
She
Yeah,
knows he's a merchant. I feel like we're not talking enough of the fact that like you just talk about tournament resumes. A win at Mackey against a team who, worst case, ends up being in the top 10. They're probably going to remain a top five team. Like, that's so huge on your resume. That's probably a top four win in college basketball. I think Wisconsin won at Michigan, but like, top five teams in the country don't lose at home. That's so big. And you did that without Kylan Boswell. Like, Kylan Boswell is a fractured hand and is watching the game, and you did that without him. It's insane. Like,
Andre did not have a great statistical game as he's chasing around Braden Smith, who is assist hunting the entire time. But I think we still haven't fully like acknowledged or processed how difficult it is to win on the road against a top five team. And it was Mackey. Like, it's not, oh, you beat Michigan on the road and Chrysler Center is quiet. Like,
Yeah.
it was Mackey. Like, this is crazy.
It was just an all-time performance. I don't know what really.
Like Sam, it's like if you went into Cameron and you won at Duke. That's what we just did.
Good pass off to Sam. Let's see how he takes this one.
Except like there's twice as many fans at this
Yeah.
place. And they're yeah.
And the only team to beat Duke this year was Texas Tech, who lost
Yeah, but they had to
to.
have lose to somebody, right? They don't have
Well, they
all.
beat Houston today, so that good for them. They're probably maybe undefeated, no? Have they lost to someone?
Nah, if they beat Duke and they beat
Houston.
Houston, they should be undefeated.
They've actually lost four games. Oh, wait,
Including.
it's not just us.
Sure, there's been
And
another
have they lost
loss.
to any teams in the Big Ten?
Us.
Illinois.
Did they? Did
Illinois?
they?
Illa.
Ill
Bleak
freaking
Don't, oh, don't, guys, don't say it. Don't, definitely don't say
Illinois.
it.
Yeah. I mean, I think we're good at basketball.
Just like Keaton
You think
Wagler is good at
Keaton
basketball? One
is good
second.
at, well,
Yeah,
let
Keaton
me check
Wagler is
real
good at
quick.
basketball.
Let me check real quick if he's good.
If you guys had a player that was on fire, no, I shouldn't do this. Never mind.
Now you have
No,
to.
I think you started it, Josh.
Would you be tweeting? One second.
Oh,
Would you be texting? Why can't we cover anyone? They've made so many open shots. Why is Ben so bad? Eight turnovers to two. Gotta take care of the ball. Uh-oh. Braden Smith's probably faking it. That's probably true.
God. Who tweeted that?
No one, no one, no one.
The
The
guy hiding,
rejection.
the guy climbing the tower tweeted
Dude,
it.
he's about to. This is crazy. He's getting to the dragon component of the building here, which is getting kind of. Oh, it froze. Their broadcast froze.
Oh my God, he must have died.
Oh
Oh no.
God. No, it's back. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Okay. So we are home. We are home to Washington.
We are home to Washington, which is good
I
because
feel like
last.
last year's game, I have not looked at the last time at that score. I feel like it was closer than it should have been. But
No,
I
we went at Washington. We won by four. We were
was that
kind of
right
anxious
after
going into
we was
Arena.
that right
Yeah.
after we
Beat
wrecked
Oregon.
Oregon? Yeah,
Yeah. That was kind of like the peak of last year.
that
The
was the
Oregon
peak.
win was the best win of the
But there was
season.
also after the bowl game. That's
Yes,
why. It
that
was
was during the
after the bowl
golden
game, and
era.
Oregon was ninth in the country, and we beat them by like 30 or something.
That
So it was
was
like.
right after they lost, right, in football, and then we wrecked them in basketball, and then we just kind of like their revenue season was just like poopy. They're struggling this year, let me tell you. Like, kind of surprising Dane Altman doesn't have those boys playing well. But we're not talking about Oregon yet. We're talking about Washington.
But yeah, it was a little close last year.
Sorry, Maddie was about to say something.
Washington basketball this year.
I haven't either. I haven't.
They have a freshman named Hines Steinbach, who's a international recruit who I don't know how he I think he's in his 20s, and he's one of the few Euros who's been really good as an international recruit. But there's also this guy named David Mirkovic, who is an international recruit who's been really good. So Hines Steinbach, very good for them. Aside from that, they're like
Do they still have
the
Jays?
50th best team in college basketball.
They don't have Jays.
No, Jace is on Colorado State with,
Kerry Booth.
yes.
We're talking a lot about draft picks tonight, aren't we?
He
I
is.
mean,
Keaton, good luck in the league, buddy. Like today was those that day where you're like, he's not coming back. That was kind of the official. I was at some point, maybe is he gonna hit the freshman wall, whatever. Are we gonna make this the team next year, build it around Keaton and David and maybe Tommy, but
Come
Keaton,
on.
good luck in the league,
You
dog.
didn't really
Like
think he was coming back even before today, did you?
that Athletic article talked about basically like he's been so like not about himself and more about the process of just being like a winning basketball player, that he implied he would be very like open-minded about playing another year, because it's not about, I don't know, he's patient,
Okay.
but you score 46 against the
Do you know who I
Timberwolves.
miss? I miss patient and positive alignment.
Yeah, that was a great Twitter account
That was
in
a
the
good account.
David Theisen days.
Rome wasn't built in a day, boys. Just remember,
Yeah, I
Rome wasn't
also
built in a
miss
day.
I miss Toffee too.
I do miss Toffee. He was.
What's that face, Josh?
Nothing.
Are we
He was
not
good.
supposed to?
Oh, actually, that's a good transition, because
No.
Toffee was maybe the only person on Twitter who was critical of Josh Whitman. And
Oh, correct. Okay.
the most recent news in Illini sports, outside of Illinois basketball beating the number four team of the country at Mackey Arena,
And us
hardest
getting a
place to
lot,
play.
and us getting a lot of great defensive line commits.
Yes, but it's that the number two person in the athletic department is going to be
Oh.
the athletic director at Oklahoma. And most people have been saying, wow, this just shows how awesome Josh Whitman is. He's untouchable. And we're in a spot where in 1998, Oklahoma hired the Missouri athletic director. And now in 2026, they can't even hire the Illinois athletic director. They're hiring his assistant. It's like hiring a Saban assistant. It's like, that's such a good sign of the program, that Josh Whitman's untouchable. And the best you can do as Oklahoma is like, you know what? We'll get Josh Whitman's number two guy. And everyone's like, this just is, Illinois is the best athletic department in the country, which
Most
I think was
people
true.
have that take.
That's that takeaway. Josh, what's your
Johnny
take?
thinks it's guys. Breaking news, Johnny. What logo is on your quarter zip right there?
Yeah, it's Illinois. It's
Okay.
Josh Whitman's the best athletic director in the country, maybe of all time. But Josh,
Another.
what's your
And
takeaway?
what flavor Kool-Aid did you have tonight?
Who do you
Yeah,
have? Who rounds out your top five? I'm just curious, all time.
Another takeaway is the guy who's been managing our budgets really, really well.
And the football team in particular.
Football team, more specifically, is no longer with our program, and that's not good news. I trust Whitman to hire another competent number two, but this is the same thing as like your OC gets hired away. It's great news for the program, but like also like you gotta find another OC. Like
Actually, this is even a better comparison. We just lost Ryan Walters, and now who's
yes.
your Aaron Henry coming in to be your senior associate athletic director? Like, if football doesn't go well this year, can we be like, fire whoever Roger Feeney's replacement is?
Exactly. I mean, like I'm happy for this guy, Roger. First time heard his name is when he got hired to
He
Oklahoma.
literally was a lawyer in St. Louis 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And then Whitman brings him in because he's good at contract negotiation. And now Oklahoma, a top 15 athletic department in the country, is like, well, you're Josh Whitman's number two, and I interviewed you and you impressed me. So here you
The
go.
one thing that's like positive from my opinion, because like I don't view the positivity that everyone else has right now. The one thing that's positive is like in all these future college football conversations, the voice of Oklahoma is going to be in Illinois' back pocket.
Yeah. Yeah,
Like
he's going to be like Illinois, that great football program.
he's going to
Barry
like call Josh
Alvarez's.
Whitman for advice. Be like, "Hey Josh, what do you think about this?"
Yeah, exactly.
As an SEC athletic director, like, "Josh, what do you think?" Like, 5 years ago, I was just a lawyer in St. Louis.
But like if you asked a random person in Arkansas right now who has a better athletic director, Illinois or Oklahoma, they wouldn't know that the Oklahoma athletic director was retired and they went to and someone from Illinois, like the number two at Illinois. So they're yeah, Maddie has something to say.
He's kind of
No, I saw your face. Just
no, I'm
judge me.
just
Judge
yeah,
me.
he's
Judge
kind of
me. No, it's
stuck.
okay. Judge
He's
me.
stuck under like a little corner right now. I'm just kind of wondering how he's gonna get out of this little corner here.
Okay, yeah. That was me right now when I was speaking. I was in a little corner. I just needed someone.
He's getting to the next dragon. This is crazy. Sorry. I know this has
This is
nothing to do.
not live podcasting. Like no one's listening to us right now, so they don't know what we're
I know
talking
it. Okay,
about.
but it's crazy. Like I'm just trying to understand the logistics here. If God forbid this guy falls, like there's just thousands of people watching him live and in Taiwan right now.
Yeah,
to pay your Taiwan.
Yeah. It was Roger Denny, by the way, not Roger Feeney.
I have been paying attention to this conversation too, though. I've been very intently listening. It's very interesting. I'm just kind of like a, like I said, guys, I'm kind of just like a listener.
A fish. You're absorbing. You have gills.
I'm a sponge. I'm just kind of listening to tonight's episode right here. It's a really good one. It's way better than our.
Well, Johnny's mom's listening.
Yeah, big fan of the pod.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
No, that's mom to you, Amy.
Yeah, yeah. She does love when Sam chimes in, though. So, Sam,
anything you got?
Give me how you got here.
Hey, Amy.
Yeah.
Good point.
Here's something interesting. The tickets for the Washington game, low as $8. The tickets for the Nebraska game, as low as $102 right there. So that's my...
I wouldn't advertise that on our podcast.
Wait. But we play at Nebraska.
Yeah, I wouldn't advertise that on our podcast.
That's fine. Basically, what Maddie's saying is if you listen to this podcast and want to see a top 10 Illinois team play, you can go for pretty cheap. So that's
really
exciting.
It's a positive spin.
And at Maddie's birthday party, I was getting pressed by one of our friends to be like, would you consider going to Lincoln to see?
Who said that?
Yeah, it was Brett.
I also got pressed. And then he forgot I had a child.
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
Again?
The thing is about childs is that, or children, because Sam wants to judge my grammar nowadays and think that I'm bad at grammar, like some of our coffee breath friends, they just get older and they need your attention more. That's the thing about children.
Okay, cool. The resident parent on the podcast right here.
Everyone's a parent. Like, one of us has a dog.
Speaking of which, I got a couple of texts. Hi, Amy.
Your son is doing amazing. He's going to another birthday party after this.
October.
Yeah, we're recording at Josh's place. I got to see what it's like to be a parent, you know?
He did a bath time for one time.
You took the bath?
Yeah, I gave Johnny a bath.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is getting weird.
Brody wasn't even in the room.
This is getting weird. Are we done here? This is getting weird. Anything else, fellas? This was a lot of fun. Yeah.
I don't know if I said it at the beginning of the podcast, but I just have one take from the game. It's a take that we all know. If we want to all say it together, you can join in. I'll start with it. Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
Keaton is good as basketball. That's very controversial, Josh. So that's very brave of you.
Well, you judged me when I said it the first time, so we've had to tweet it every time since.
Okay, that's fair. He's good at basketball.
Maddie, who ends up more hurt? Braden Smith with his ankle or this guy climbing the building? Who finishes more hurt?
They're doing like a zoom out here, and he's just like in the middle of like a 200 however many story building here. Do you think that it did look like he got really hurt? He pulled like a Trent. Like, I'm really hurt for like a minute, but like I'm gonna be okay.
Braden, if you need to sit for 2 minutes, just ask.
The standing ovation was the biggest pompous shit I've ever seen in my life.
It was literally less than a minute of game time.
You guys are such assholes. You guys are such dicks.
It's like he returned from like an 8-game suspension. Like. We would never have an unneeded standing ovation for a player.
Just annoying that they cut it on a 5-on-4. Like,
yes, that part was annoying. They usually let the possession play out. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if he doesn't make as big of like a dramatic, oh my gosh, I'm hurt, they let it play out. Like, even if he's incapacitated on the play, they typically let it play out unless you like show that you are like really hurt and he like did it up big. So that part, I agree, Johnny, was frustrating of like, at least you have to let the possession play out a little bit. And then we didn't score on the inbounds right there, which was kind of frustrating. So, but rooting for Purdue and Braden Smith the rest of the way here, no doubt.
Yeah, I mean, if they were to come in second in the Big Ten, like, good for them. That's another thing I feel like we probably haven't talked enough about is like we're 8-1 in the Big Ten.
I've been trying. I've been trying to. I've been
You
doing this.
said
I've
that
been zooming
already three
out.
times.
Zooming out. Zooming
No,
out.
we zoomed out a little bit. We talked about, yeah, we beat the number four team in the country at Mackey, the hardest place to play in the country. But I don't know if we've talked enough about like home stretch. You go 1-1 against Michigan State and Purdue or, and Nebraska, and you hopefully beat Michigan at home. Like you're on the path to winning the Big Ten, which really did not seem feasible when Kylan went out. So,
You're 2-0 in the
like,
what are we calling it? The post Kylan temporary no Boswell era. You're 2-0. Like you're 2-0. No, it did not. When we woke up this morning, boys, be honest. How are you feeling?
I think I wrote a specific text to someone asking me if we were, how do we feel going into this game? And I specifically said, ready to lose.
Okay. Great. And what happened next? What happened here?
My basketball team I root for, they won.
That's right, they did.
They
They
did. They did. And
did.
Keaton Wagler is good at
Good at
basketball.
basketball. All right, fellas, this is a fun episode. Won't remember any of it.
One of the episodes of all time.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Boardroom. We'll catch you on the next one. ILL.